This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Eric Hodge. North Carolina drops an acorn, a pickle, and a possum every New Year's Eve. But Concord natives Scott and Seth Avid have their own holiday tradition. The Avid brothers will be playing their annual New Year's Eve concert in Raleigh this year. Seth joins me on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So what do you guys do when the clock strikes midnight?
Normally, what we do is we have this moment of realization that we got the countdown wrong and that it actually happened about 2 minutes earlier. It's the most ridiculous thing. I think the last 3 years in a row, we have got the countdown wrong. So outside of having just a moment of utter and just sheer disappointment, we also make a New Year's resolution to get the countdown right the next year. My experience of the countdown, whether it's accurate or not, is always one of like an explosion of color, like all around us. But we've very fortunately for us worked it out to where we always end up in this spot where the celebration is just huge and obvious and fun. So I just try to take it in every year.
It's in with the new, and it's out with the old. Out goes the warm, and in comes the cold. It's the most predictable story told. In with the young, out with the old. Down with the shine, the perfect shine that poisons the well and ruins my mind. I get took for a ride every time.
How did the whole New Year's Eve tradition get started with you and the band?
Fortunately for us, over the last, 13, 14 years, we have been able to revise a little bit to where we don't tour as much. We're still doing, I guess, under 100 shows a year, but there was a time when we were doing 200-plus. There were, in the early years, some good opportunities to go elsewhere and play around Christmas and around New Year's. And we just sort of hatched a plan to have a New Year celebration in the Carolinas every year. That way, no matter what was happening with our schedule, we would end up near home or at home for the holidays themselves so we could be around family and everything. So it was really just a way to put that in place and make sure that the holiday would happen at home.
Well, I guess it's kind of funny how I loved you so way back when. You say I would know you now.
So your bandmate and bassist Bob Crawford has said how his daughter's illness brought the band closer together. Do you feel the same way, and how do big life events like that influence your music?
That's a big question. I definitely would agree with Bob. You know, when you first start playing music or you first start a band, especially if it's in your younger years and adolescence or in your 20s or whatever, you don't ever really think about what it would be like 10 years down the road when whatever happens. If there's a family tragedy with a band member, or I don't know, you don't think about any of those things. All you think about is the fun of it and the excitement of getting together and making these sounds together that feel really good to hear and to contribute to and to participate in. And you don't think about it as a business. You don't think about it as something that is a real life commitment and responsibility. Hallie getting sick was one of these tragedies. In the moment, it was a tragedy. And then over the years that followed, all the bizarre sort of blessings that it motivated became clearer and clearer. You know, in moments like that, when one of your best friends has a two-year-old that presents with brain cancer and ends up in the emergency room, one of the initial blessings is that it immediately makes the priorities of life crystal clear. And that happened for us, and that was a beautiful thing in retrospect. But it definitely has brought us closer together, and it sort of redefined what our roles are, and it's helped us to understand humility a little more, I think, and that we individually are not so important in a good way.
All it'll take is just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit, out and away. Through the screen door to the unknown. And I wanna love you and more. I wanna find you and more. Where do you reside when you're high? Can I find you? 'Cause I wanna send you in more.
Are there songs that you only perform on New Year's Eve?
Not that I know of. Maybe Auld Lang Syne. I don't know. Every night is different with us. Every night. So with this many years behind us now, the catalog has grown enough. We'll be performing one night, and then we'll realize, man, we haven't done this one in 2 years. How did that happen? But New Year's always somehow separates itself from the rest of the shows. On its own, just the excitement of it and the enthusiasm of the room and the people that join us on the big New Year's Eve show, it always distinguishes itself as a memorable night.
It's a fake, it's a hoax, it's a nowhere road where no one goes anywhere.
Seth, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for talking with me.
The Avett Brothers will play their annual New Year's Eve show at the PNC Arena in Raleigh.
She's a rose, she's a queen, but she's staring at a magazine in the dark, on that path where they doctor every photograph. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything. If you care, if you like.